T-Rex. So what I'm gonna tell insurance, cause they know I take lots of kratom. So what you doing here? I'm redacted. I'm redacted. Photographers, y'all rock buzzer. Where you going, Jeff dies around. And I feel when it's just Montez and Dealer. Can I do the show alone? One thing. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Shop. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's great. We really appreciate all the fans.
The greatest.
Yeah, the greatest. A lot of people like the Schultz impersonation from the last episode.
Most liked.
Yeah, ever heard of it, deity? But anyways, you have any shows to plug?
I have a lot of shows, but just follow me on Instagram, Gerardo Comedy on Insta.
Same. Check out our Patreon if you're interested. We just reviewed Pete Davidson's last special, Turbo Fonzarelli.
Yes. I'm surprised you remember the name.
I know. It took me, we recorded an episode before this. So that's why I remember it. 7 days ahead of this episode.
Cooney did laugh three times for Turbo Fonzarelli. So go tune into that. Yeah. Good douche him all you want. We started a fucking Reddit, dude. Raccoon _ Tweeties.
Yeah.
Right?
Reddit. Yeah. I don't know too much about Reddit. You know, I don't really know it.
He's very trepidacious about the Reddit, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of crazy people on Reddit. There's a lot of people that, you know, dark.
He's already called you guys, people that live in their mom's basement, you said, or something like that?
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, profiles that don't even have, it's like, why would I care? It's almost like, why would I care what a cat thinks, you know?
Yeah. Like, a lot of C clamps off air from him.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. There's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, their egg profiles, cat profiles, homeless people, stuff like that.
And the last thing is, you know, Raccoon Tweety is our other show. It's moved to Thursday.
Yes.
Right? Seven times a week. So check that out if you're interested in that. But anyways, that is not
We also do voicemails on the other show. It's 775-557-TMOS. And we love the impressions you guys do. Send us in your songs. We love it all. And we play those on Raccoon Tweeties. Sorry.
Yeah. Arkansas is different.
Yes.
Most of the voicemails end up being also about show.
Dolphins fuck people.
Which we like.
Yeah.
There was somebody who commented on dolphins and their what is the word? Prolition?
Prolition.
What is that word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
The prolition. We'll go with prolition. It's not a word.
But we're talking about similarities and differences, dude. That's the difference between us and Chop. Dude, we ask if we're correct when we say a word we don't know.
But now it's prolition. So they have a prolition to fuck people, these dolphins. But anyways, that's not why you're here. Why you're here is to watch 10 Minutes of Chop. So start the timer, play the chin clip.
Okay, so we have got a light week at Chang's because, unfortunately, Shab has had some complications with his little critter, they call him, right?
Mm-hmm. But I heard it's going good. The surgery is good, so good. Glad to hear it.
It's a long work week at the Shabverse. So let's see what this first clip is, though. I don't believe it has anything to do with that. It's called, quote, "I can do your job and you can never do mine. Be Shab." So I think that's a quote by Brendan Schaub. This is posted by OneUsual4460.
The flair is Mr. Whole Foods.
Mr. Whole Foods. Let's see here.
People always walk up to me and they're like, "You have the dream job. You have the greatest job in the world. I love your job." Do you people realize that I deal with more crying naked men than the human resources guy at Chippendales?
Yeah, good.
Speaking of fighting... been married to the same woman for 20 years.
Is this Tom Brady?
Ooh, dicey. Ooh. What about Tom Brady?
Is this Tom Brady?
Oh, yeah. Tom Brady, yeah. It's like that, yeah.
Dude, with that smile, he definitely slings dick, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Bald man.
This is one of the three bald men that have ever had sex.
So. Early stoppage is my sex life.
Solid. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, this is way better.
I know a little bit about boring fights. My sex life is like a fight between two wrestlers. I jump in there, I grind a lot until everybody loses interest. Did you guys hear Brock Lesnar?
What's that guy's name? I'm dead. I'm like, so Adam something?
I don't know. Adam 22? He does stand up?
No, that guy's funny.
Let me see here.
He loses interest.
That guy on the left.
I don't know who that is. I know this is Brian Callen, right?
Yeah, yeah. I can't believe I forgot that.
He's friends with Brock Lesnar is back.
Sean.
I appreciate the fact that you came out here tonight for looking for a fight that I'm going to tell you who his opponent is right here tonight. He's going to be fighting Matt Serra. Matt's going to lose 30 pounds to get into the heavyweight division. Obama's on his way out. This is a little weird, but I've been studying presidents over the last 100 years. Every one of them come in powerful, vibrant, with their own hair color. Right? Every one of them go out looking like Bernie Sanders. So my question is this. If Bernie Sanders goes in looking like Bernie Sanders, what the fuck is he going to look like when he comes out?
He's crushing.
My gut says Hillary. Now, I know a lot of you young fucking weirdos like Bernie Sanders.
No, be cool.
I don't get it. You realize he's going to fucking die, right? No, I'm serious. This guy's going to fucking die. If he gets into the White House, it's literally going to be a weekend at Bernie's.
Okay.
I'm Dana White. Yeah. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, hey, Dana White, I was surprised. I thought it was going to be much worse. It was either, hey, Dana White, I was surprised, or hey, Dana White, you blockbuster.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, you know, that was better than Schaub. Interesting choices, though.
Yeah.
No Bud Light.
Mm-hmm.
No Bud Light joke.
Yeah, I was expecting a prop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, look at you guys.
Yeah. He didn't address the ladies in the crowd, too.
Or the city he's in.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Hollywood different.
Yeah, right? No use of the word different.
No use of the word different.
Very different.
He's got a good baseline, but he could shop it up a little bit, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's doing his own thing.
Yeah.
He bet on himself that night clip.
Instead of Mr. Whole Foods, like Mr. Cracker Barrel, something like that. Oh, we'll work on it. I'll hit him up. Yeah. All right. So this next one's posted by Pharrell 80s. It's called the Woke Wall.
Ready? Yeah, dude. I love Woke Wall. I'm Woke Wall stuff.
And it involves your favorite comedian.
Yeah, Schultz. I mean, I'm ready to slap a chair. Boom.
I don't know. I just feel like if that goal is, which what you said yesterday, is like really nurturing this talent and like creating comedians.
Boom!
It's like the whole idea is to be able to, you just, it's like a premise factory.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just like pumping out premises.
Yeah.
Dolphins fuck people.
Yeah.
Oh,
dolphins
really, dude?
Fuck people. Hey, are you listening to me? How come when I say that, everybody's not running around? That's insane. How about if I say it like this? It's way scarier this way. Dolphins fuck some of us.
Like, yeah, there's those feelings sometimes where you say a line, you're like, oh yeah, this is gonna be something.
Yeah, you fucking know, man. I've had some bits that became like real good bits.
So they can assume their true form.
That's a problem, man. That's a problem.
Yeah.
You cannot be so serious with comedy if your comedy is gonna be just like fucking act outs.
Yeah.
And like looking at pussy, and then I assume that's what, yeah, and then that,
yeah,
whatever. I mean, that you should just never do,
mm-hmm.
even if whether you're gonna be serious or not. He just looks so ridiculous. Like, how are you still taking yourself seriously when you have on this costume and a cigar?
Yeah,
and you got the mustache and the hair, and you're still acting as if you're like a professor or something.
Yeah,
like that, you know, be goofy if you're gonna be goofy.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, lean in. Don't act like you're some sort of like one of the 1,000. You know, it's too much.
You know, I don't want to say this, but everyone can improve not only cognitive ability, but a lot of aspects of their life if they were to just incorporate kiwis into their diet.
Then you're on that narrative.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on, dude. Juice it up. Kiwi juice. You know what I mean? Anyways, I'll stop away from that. But this week, I'm going to fucking, well, talk to the team, the interns that they're talking about getting paid. Fucking ridiculous, right? Mm. We're going to watch Whitney Cummings this week, dude.
Okay. You just say, I'm down.
Let's do it. Do we haven't yet to do a Whitney Cummings special? We'll do it this week.
Yeah, we forgot about her, but you know, that could be a different special.
Because we need to do a good one this week.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to get one of the 1,000, one of the greats.
So tune in for that. This one is posted by Beaver Buttgo. It's just a, you remember like maybe in 90 or 100 or 300 episodes ago where we did the Dune part one?
Oh, yeah. So no, how could you forget?
Yeah, this week they requested part two, and guess what it's called, dude? It's called Dune, right? What are we doing here?
Yeah.
But why is it, what is the difference? What's the next word?
What are we doing here?
Bappa, dude.
Bubba.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
That is great.
Yeah. And then the new intern is in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
Wow. Cat.
Yeah. I mean, the first poster was Mount Rushmore, right? Mm-hmm. This is very good.
Yes.
Montez, Diddler.
Yeah, we got Chin, BGL, unmasked this time around.
The picture of Callan when he's all fucked up.
Yeah, the lids. But yeah, dude, that's key. Stay tuned for that. Now, let's get back to the king himself. This is a very popular post this week on Chang's, posted by Rudy4269, why the shows were canceled. Let's see.
Hey, guys. Most of my family and close friends know my baby girl has been in and out of the hospital since the day she was born, and she has to have emergency surgery on Thursday.
Yeah.
So and then good news is that everything seems to have gone well. And the only thing could make me happier than hearing, well, okay, I'll say that the happiest thing I could hear is that. But the second thing that could make me almost as happy as that, Gringo Poppy 2.
Yes.
That's what we need. Now that everything's going well, he can get back to the drawing board. Come up with some new shit, another 25 minutes of heat. Maybe it's 11 minutes this time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd want more, but he's always doing curveballs coming to us out of right field.
Yeah.
Right? You know, not left field. Mm-hmm. He's on the right or center. He's coming out of a center field because he's putting all his smartest tools in his corner in every basket.
Yeah.
Right?
I want to know what other beaches are like North Korea.
Yeah. Which other cities are like, Blockbusta.
Yeah.
Let us know. Maybe LA, there's other New York City could be Blockbusta. What's Austin like? Is it a town for murderers?
I want to update on the Line of the Mountains.
Yeah. What happened with that line? Is the line still a prom?
Yeah.
Has it been fixed?
But congratulations that everything went well.
Good Let's to hear.
Move on. Good to hear. This one's posted by Trundy Toboggan, I guess is the name. It's, you'd be surprised.
Toboggan, right?
Toboggan. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
3 G's. Never forget it. You'd be surprised. Joke writers discussing Bappa being a POS during COVID. Let's see here.
We're on a flight. I'll tell the story because Brennan, this is the funniest shit you've ever done, my nigga.
Yeah.
Yo, so this.
We're on a flight to Atlanta.
So we're on tour with Brennan, bro. Like this, bro. Like we're literally all about to go to Europe. The Europe dates are what? A couple weeks away.
And then April.
So it's nigga, we're about to go to fucking London for the first time. Me and they're like, bro, we're like, oh, do comedy Ireland. Overseas. We've never done comedy overseas. Like, this is going to be crazy. Like, oh, what a year. We're going to Atlanta. That week we were supposed to do Atlanta and New Orleans.
Right.
That's what we were doing that week. We were doing a theater in Atlanta and then a theater in New Orleans.
Yeah. On the if way you close your to eyes, Atlanta.
It sounds like it's Andrew Schultz.
Good dude. Exactly, man. He's nailing this Schultz impersonation. Yeah. I didn't know Derek did impersonations.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's talent.
Oh, let's see. Sorry.
This is March 13th, on the Uber, 2020.
On the Uber ride to the airport, to LAX, we're looking. Sebastian Maniscalco cancels his date.
Ali Wong,
who is in New Orleans.
Who's going to be where we at?
Cancels her dates. And we were like, hey, Brandon,
everyone's canceling, bro. Should we get on this plane?
Yeah.
And I quote.
What?
How many European dates has he canceled? I know this is about Atlanta, but they also say
They're London. Going to Europe, yeah.
How many has he canceled? Because this is at least two, right? He canceled the European tour and the COVID thing.
A gay broken clock is right twice a day, right?
I mean, they're going to start thinking that he's done like me. You know, every time I get excited to watch Brendan Schaub, he says, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
Hey, it's blog bassa.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hoping to get some London dates if I go to London in July.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be there. Yeah. We'll be shouting it out on the pod.
Yeah. Funny how I get that week after you could douche London on Tweeties, dude.
But no comments about it. So
okay. People don't seem to care. Yeah. I don't know. Let's not count this one against him, dude. It's COVID, B.
Yeah, you're right.
You're being a negative Sally or whatever they call that thing.
Nancy?
Oh, Nancy. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Here we go.
That's a negative Sally. That's another one.
This plane.
Yeah.
And I quote, stop being fucking pussies. That's what you said.
Schultz does that laugh.
Yeah. It's
so funny.
Yeah.
The next thing that would be a hard laugh to do.
Mm-hmm.
Schultz. And that's like, that would go so well with the Akash chair slap.
Yeah. There's levels to this. So right. You can't incorporate both early. You know what I mean? Right.
He should start unleashing or like announcing the unleashing of new Black scent phrases.
Yeah.
Y'all, on this cry, it's important, man. I teased it on my TikTok. Okay? I teased it on my TikTok.
But y'all know I'm Shadow Man.
But you know, I mean, people didn't see it because YouTube out there on my TikTok telling TikTok, Chinese government, I got too much secrets, bruh. Working with the Chinese government against flagrant number two. But next episode, bruh, I'm coming out with a new laugh. Check this out. That shit gonna be on IG at 4:34 in the morning before my enemies. It's gonna be so. That's the preview, but there's more of that. All right. I should have had a cigar in my hand.
Oh, yeah.
See, what Flagrant 2 is really, bro, is like a factory, bro. Like, it's like, I'm thinking about, like, how can I create, like, I'm sorry, I put my hand over my mouth real quick. Because I was, it's almost like a secret, bro.
You tell him.
I'm gonna tell you, it's like a factory, bro, for dudes that are annoying, okay? The most annoying you can be, bro. I'm talking about like, I want a podcast where it's like five dudes, two of them got laptops on their lap, bro.
Mm.
And what we do is I say something about Asian people, right?
Facts.
Period.
Period.
And it don't need to be funny, but it's got to be about how they good at math, though.
Hey, Drew, though, that's why we got the chairs. We don't got to be funny. We just slap them.
You slap the chair. Whatever I say, bruh.
Yeah.
Whether it's on Snapchat, YouTube, Instagram, IG. What's the one that
Madea. Madea goes to jail.
Patrick Bet David. Right. Madebadon.
Patrick Bet David.
Patrick Bet David shit, bro. I be dropping laughs on that too, bro.
Shout out to the Rogies.
Rogan, bro. And then the rest is facts, period T, bro.
And that's history. We're doing history. You're going to drop a laugh. Mm. We're going to drop a hot episode. You're going to laugh. You're going to slap the chair.
Bet.
Et cetera.
Bet.
It's giving history.
Bet. All of my shit sound like the tweets from the movie Zola.
Zzz.
Know what I'm saying? Tell me about how... You want to know how I met this podcast that was a bitch or whatever? I felt like at the end of that bit, yeah. I was in the Alaska airplane and the door fell. You know, like how the door went out?
Yeah.
That's how I felt at the end of it. Or in the middle of it, too. I was like, oh, God, the door's gone.
Dude, that's Black Sin on Kratom right there, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, let's see the rest of the story.
Stop being pussies. It's all fake news. None of this is real.
The boomer
virus. We were like, yo, Ali Wong canceled it. You were like, she's fucking Asian. And it was like, what does that have to do with it?
That made me laugh so hard.
Brendan said that?
Yeah, that Ali Wong canceled, she's Asian.
He just responded, she's Asian.
Asian as shit.
Yeah, he didn't say that.
Yeah.
He's like, Ali Wong's Asian? He's surprised. Jamal canceled.
Yeah.
He can't even get a haircut from Jamal.
What was that?
He can't even get a haircut from Jamal, and he's still going to go on tour to Atlanta.
Let's see.
You were going crazy. I get it, though. You were like, yo, fuck this. And I understand that was a knee-jerk reaction. It was like, fuck all this. Like, it's not real. Right. And you ended up being right, bro. It wasn't real.
Yeah.
But at the time, my nigga.
In the long term, you ended up being right.
You were so right. But at the time, nigga, shut the fuck up. You were so clearly wrong.
Yeah. Well, just know, because no one knew. It was all scary. And then we land in Atlanta.
Bruh.
And he goes, hey, the shows are canceled. He never flew out. So he goes,
hey, guys, I'm still in L.A. Shows in L.A. He goes, crazy. Shows got canceled. Crazy. That's what he said. Shows got canceled. Crazy. Anyway, he goes, do you want, I remember this. He goes, do you want me to fly y'all back?
Or do you want to have a vacation?
Or do you want to have a vacation in Atlanta, New Orleans? We were like, nigga, the world is ending. What the fuck? I'm going to go get a baguette. Get the fuck. Fly me home, you dumbass. The fuck are you talking about? Yo.
Yeah, dude, that sounds like something that Brendan would do. If you work for him, you're not, he probably was like, yeah, oh, shit, crazy that it got canceled. Oh, my bad. Also, you're not going to get paid. And, when I was with you guys, I also had COVID. So you both have COVID, but you know, you're going to move on to great things though.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're like, I got a lot of opportunities coming your way. Both of you are stars, B. Like you're just reading, oh fuck. I'm not paid. I'm stuck in Atlanta and I got fired. They're happy about it though.
I like the story.
Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's a view into the world of Brendan. Scoob, how he does his shit.
I don't even look at Brendan negatively in that story. I'm just like, that's funny.
It is funny.
It sucks to be in that position. You know what I mean? I'll probably.
Yeah. It's like dealing with Brendan Schaub kind of sounds like how assistant, and to a lesser extent, how assistants dealt with Andy Dick.
Yeah.
It's like you have a crazy man. In this case, you have someone with severe CT who's in charge of where you're going to be and what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you sign up for that every once in a while, you're going to end up in a city with nothing to do.
It is a lot like that. And it's also a lot like being stuck in a sauna and having to fuck your way out of it.
Yeah. I mean, you just got to be like Kobayashi, dude.
Yeah.
Eat all those dicks. That's the way you get out.
Yeah. All righty. Well, this one's posted by LazyCan2328. It's called General Lee Attempts a Double Leg, Daddy Toe Parries with a Dig Sug. Very funny title, dude. Let's see here.
Fuck, look at this. I would fuck him up, dude.
Yeah.
I would fuck. Look how slow he is. Bro, I would fuck him up. I would be leg kicking him right now. Whap, whap. I take them knees out. Oh, what a shitty body kick.
Wow. He fights like Brendan Schaub a little bit.
But all he did is throw him. Brendan Schaub was a good fighter.
I'm kidding.
He knocked out Mirko Koko.
I'm kidding. I love him.
So look at this. He's right next to you and he's not even biting you. This is the biggest pussy lizard of all time. He's not even biting.
Yeah.
Rogan was like, be cool, dude.
Be cool, dude.
I love how serious he got. He's not willing to be playful when it comes to Schaub.
Yeah.
But what made me laugh about that clip is Rogan watches fighting an alien as if that's a real thing that could happen. Yeah. Like he's like, I'm ready. If there's like Captain Kirk, he has a bad leg kick. Nah, dude. Like if the aliens come and they exist, I'm gonna fuck them up. I got leg kicks. I got a gun. He's like preparing for this scenario.
But Rogan is to fighting what you are to flappers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to take it seriously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess if fighting is his flappers, then I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also, there's a lot of good douching of the whole episode on Reddit.
What are they saying?
Just that it was a bad episode. Dude, I love that episode.
Rogan, I love Bobby Lee and Rogan.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It was a good episode, dude. Do yourself a favor, dude.
Tune in.
I wish Rogan had gotten into that. Like, okay, yeah. Well, he's a good fighter. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, Bobby Lee's making this joke. Let's hear some comedy from the comedians, right?
Yeah.
You guys are murderers. Make some jokes.
Yeah. But also, if somebody were to talk shit about you and I'm on earwaves, dude, I'd defend you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, defend me, but also, you know, do some jokes in there.
Yeah.
And if it's something like that, you don't need to defend me on that.
Like if I'm watching a clip with somebody and they say something to the effect of that alien has smaller teeth than Brendan, I would stand up for my boy and be like, nobody has smaller teeth than Brendan.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you making sure people know that I have small teeth. That's great.
What's something that you would defend me about?
Defend you? Let's see. If I was like on a podcast and it was like a call-in thing And like the waiter from Gus's Barbecue in South Pasadena called in and was like, yeah, that guy was a real dick. I'd be like, listen, you should have split the salads, bitch. All right.
Oh, really, dude? Tweety's reference. Tweety's yeah. reference. All right. So let's go to this next one. This one's called Brendan. Oh, Bendon. So they forgot the R. That's unfortunate. Bendon invites himself, then backs out because of the haters. They forgot to put B at the end. It's posted by Lappy386. Let's see here.
Oh, shit.
I'm willing. Yes.
They cover.
I want to call this fight so bad. I'm willing to go back to California.
What is it? Honda Center?
Yeah. Eddie, do you want to come to this?
Let's do it. What's the day?
I'm doing commentary. It's in February. It is. 17th. No. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. 16th and 17th of February.
Of February? 16th and 17th?
Yes, sir. Come on, son. You ain't got nothing better to do.
I might even go to that one.
Go to that one.
I'm in Dallas.
What are you doing? Stand up? Tinfoil hat?
No.
Seminar?
Seminar.
Nice.
Seminar. February 17th in Dallas. 10th Planet Dallas. Get a hold of Chauncey. Beautiful. Get on that. But I'll be back that night, but I won't like land till like 8 or 9. No, like 8 or 9 or something.
I'd be down to go if you can make it, Eddie. I don't want to roll by myself and get fucking sniped out with some UFC hater.
There That's might a big be a...
Hey, Brendan, no one invited you. Because they don't think you're funny.
Be cool, dude.
Cal, I want to do Callan voice. Like, I want to be on a fight companion and then just say Callan things every once in a while. Like, that was a good punch.
Yeah. Look at those thighs.
John Jones is a great fighter, but he's gay. I mean, it's so funny and sad that Rogan's like inviting another guy to do comedy instead of Brendan in front of Brendan. He's not like, Brendan's probably been doing it longer than Eddie, right?
I think he was saying.
They started at the same time.
No, I think you're missing.
Oh, I'm missing it. What was it?
He's going to go commentate the fight. So they're saying to come to the fight.
Oh, I totally missed it.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't even know.
I'm sure I missed it. That's part of the, another bit. In fact, I did that on purpose, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you thought that I would just me not getting it, well, you're wrong in your blockbuster.
Yeah.
Right? It's exactly the same as when Brendan had the mustache and he said that it wasn't just for men, but like, it was natural, but he used just for men. So like, good douche on you.
Three letters, dude.
Right.
4D. Chess.
That's what I was playing.
That's
Oops.
Yeah, that's not letting this.
Boner alert. We don't know if I mean, honestly, it's off the rails. So,
yeah, I mean, we're not technically one of the thousand. So we don't speak the same language. Right.
That's another thing. It's like, I'm just a civilian. So I didn't get it. So, yeah. I mean, how could I?
I was too busy looking at those thighs.
I was just watching the Masters at work.
All right, this next one's posted by PP Stains in the Front, best name on the Reddit. It's called Bapa vs. Joey Diaz in Toe's Enthusiasm for Moving to Austin. Let's see.
Brought the king of New Jersey, ladies and gentlemen.
What's the best shit?
We've been trying to get him to move here for 3 years. He keeps telling me to go fuck myself.
You never know. You never fucking know.
I am so happy Joey Diaz is back on, dude.
Yeah, dude.
What do they have to do to get back on Joe Rogan?
Ooh.
How do I get to the fight companion, cocksucker?
Yeah, she had no leg. I had to blow me for 5 minutes in the Joe Rogan booth.
Yeah, who does he have to fuck to get in there?
Yeah.
I had to fuck Jamie to fucking get in there.
I had to bend over backwards for Jamie. I said, pull that up. He pulled his dick out, put it inside of me.
I had to pull up his cock chin.
And I saw a fucking coke rock on his dick. I fucking snorted it from left field like Kobayashi.
I sucked his dick and I said, here's another star, Lee. I made Lee come and watch and eat weed gummies or whatever he does. He's not fat no more. Congratulations to Lee. Good guy. Never met him.
Lee Syatt has lost a lot of weight.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Shout out Lee Syatt.
Nice. I know. Tell me what we need
to do. Bro, you know I love you with all my heart.
I know. I love you too.
Mercy.
We can
loves
get you out
too,
here. Whatever I need to do.
Come down here and do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday residency.
Boom. Monday, that's Tuesday, all Wednesday.
Done.
Godfather.
That's it. Done. That's it. We'll give you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Let's go.
You'll see in my comments or maybe in your words on Red Mike. Oh, why aren't you playing the mothership, Brendan? I don't deserve to be there. I don't. And me and Rogan have had this conversation. I'm not there yet.
Man, once a month, do a residency.
3 days.
Try it once. Come in for a few days.
Yeah,
come back a couple months later, and then we start picking it up.
This is wild, dude. This is kind of like you're meeting your boss and your boss is like, I'm thinking about a promotion, dude. Mm. Three bills bigger, bro. You're going to watch the whole everything. You're going to handle it. Joey, thank you so much, cocksucker. That's how Joey talks about. Oh, cocksucker. My God. You know, anybody talks shit about my guy, Joe Rogan, can get the fucking horns, all right? You think you're safe? You're walking into a 7-Eleven one day, someone's going to hit you with a baseball bat. Like, remember when he was threatening that who should not be named?
Yeah. The guy that's always watching.
I'm just kidding. Red Bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great guy. I never met him. But yeah. This is just such a weird thing to talk about on. I don't know if I'm, I don't know.
I didn't know they did Fight Companions on Monday morning, cocksucker.
On a Chris Monday morning. But he's just like, hey, come to my club. I'm hiring you. It's a weird thing to talk about on airwaves.
Yeah. Can you do me a favor? Can you do the Mortal Kombat, but in Joey Diaz voice?
Bana, 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 bana. It's Monday morning, cocksucker.
Houses.
Still looking at places.
Apartments.
Little place nearby. I just think he got bummed out by LA and he just didn't want to do it anymore. Cheers, gentlemen.
Yeah, I probably should have followed.
Cheers.
Cheers. Now I'm just depressed out there.
Well, you know, a lot of people are. Listen, I'll buy you a house.
I know. Yeah, Houston's good, man.
Houston's great.
San Antonio's dope. Yeah. I would move to, obviously, I'd love to be here, but I'd move to Fort Worth, Texas.
Fort Worth is real Texas. That's real Texas. Yeah. Fort Worth is great. Yeah.
Get some land. We
did the arena there last year.
Yeah, Fort Worth is right outside
the
Austin.
New arena.
I'm sorry, right outside Dallas.
Would you ever
live in New York City?
Yeah, a lot of people are. Nashville.
Oh, my God. It's just a slip of the tongue. It's not serious like Dallas, but it's just so funny because... He made this big point in the Gringo Poppy about how much he loves Dallas. And even I know that because I've been to Fort Worth. It's basically in Dallas. I don't know what the difference is.
Yeah.
But that's just, man, I love classic shit. It's right near Austin, too. No, sir.
I don't appreciate slander towards Shab.
Right. Okay.
If this boy wanted to move to Austin, he don't need no free house.
Yeah, he can buy him. Like, that's why he's offering Joey Diaz a house because, like, you know, he's trying to help him out. Shab is a rich billionaire almost.
Joey Diaz is going through something right now.
Yeah. He's just trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Whereas Shab, when you bet on yourself, sometimes you win big.
Yeah.
And Shab has, like, tons of cars, tons of trucks. He has, like, a bunch of new shows, like Toontown.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, like, way bigger than anything Joey Diaz ever done.
When you're making fuck you money, you can say, I don't want that. Right?
Shab is making fuck me money. Right? You know what I mean? Like, he's fucking, it's a little, is there, as I've said,
there's level to this shit.
Okay. So there's levels to this shit, bro. And Shab, I mean, dude, Joey Diaz is like, he's great, but he has a podcast where all it is like motivational talk and him giving people weed gummies. And
yeah.
Like, oh, you're really high. But like, that's great. And I love it. But Shab, dude, Toontown is on. That's like fucking. I mean, he's kibby teching things. Yeah. Dude. He's kibbing teching his own truck walks. So,
dear friend.
I mean, it's a whole. I mean, it's a fucking. He's fucking Disney. He's Walt Disney. Google.
Ooh,
now I'm doing Kanye. I'm doing Kanye now. You know, that's what he is.
Dude, Shab's out here putting a Samsung with his Roku on Hulu, dude.
Absolutely. Yeah, well said.
Joey Diaz is stuck on one morning Monday, and is never going to get out of it. So,
Okay, Steve Jobs, Nikola Tesla, Brendan Schaub.
Oppenheimer,
yeah. Einstein.
Ever heard of it? Oh, really, dude?
Brendan Schaub did us a favor. He was supposed to be in physics, but he chose comedy.
Brendan would excel at anything he does.
Yeah.
He's, as I've said before on the podcast, he's a Renaissance man.
Yeah.
Who do you know that cooks, knows food, fixes trucks, fixes cars?
Gives opportunities to interns.
Yeah. Launches careers, does comedy. I mean, it's always like, what's he going to do next?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully Gringo Poppy too.
You got two ducks on earwaves talking about how he had them go to New Orleans. You're welcome, dude.
Yeah. You're lucky to talk. We beg for him to talk to us.
Yeah.
send us a message. Be on the show. Sit in this chair.
If you want to hurt me, please do, brother.
Like, yeah, gadushas.
Yes.
I'll take anything I can get from Brendan.
Yeah. So for all those people right here on this camera right here, for all those people talking shit about Brendan not getting a spot in Austin.
No good. Good. Yeah, no kratom for you.
Yeah.
It sounds like someone not on Alpha Brain.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, miss me with that homeless shit, dude.
I go in your cupboard, your medicine cupboard. You don't even have one. Mm-hmm. And if you did, it wouldn't have Focus or AG1 in it.
Nicotine here.
Supplements, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, really, dude?
Yeah.
Where are your supplements? What are we doing here?
Yeah. Sleep on a Helix mattress. Then talk to me, B.
What's in your mouth? Not any rogue nicotine.
Mm-mm. Rain Those energy.
Zen? Where's your Zen?
Mm-hmm.
Better stock up on that before they ban it.
Not one of our guys, dude. All right. So this one's posted by Friction. It's called Bobby Laughs at Schwab's Trug Walk Attempt. Here you go.
Everyone wants to fuck you.
You think so?
Yeah, I know they do.
Oh, thank you.
Dude.
I like to fuck.
When you were dating Kayak.
I thought that was very funny.
Yeah, that is a good. I like the good douche of the name. Yeah. Kayak to Kalila. See, Bert can be funny, guys. Come on. You said he could never be funny, but that was funny.
Watch and learn. All right.
There were other comics, I don't know if you've heard this, that wanted to have sex.
Shab
tried.
Who else? Man, that fucking...
You know what bummed me out? What? When we broke up.
Burr was completely silent. Like, okay, that's all I wanted to say on that. I don't have any interest in going farther there.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, so let's move on now. That was... Anything else about that one? That was short.
Nah, it's just there. It's kind of like, you know, when we do our little... The skits and bits. Their skits and bits is just saying the controversy and then not going into it on all the podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
They bring it up. Oh, Brendan Schaub's not good at fighting. Hey, he is. Move on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, people tried to fuck your girlfriend. Oh, yeah. Who, Schaub? Yeah. Move on.
Anyways,
no. We can't go further into it. But what's what we want to watch?
Yeah.
We want the too lazy to try.
Yeah. Right?
Want that angle.
We'll get it one day, dude. They're gonna realize.
Where's the tell all, dude? That's what I like about Cat Williams. I mean, half of that stuff's probably could have been made up, you know. Yeah. I like briefly proved a lot of it wrong.
Yeah.
But as I enjoyed listening to it.
Yeah.
You know, air it out. Let us know what you think. You can misremember things.
Run a sub 4 or 5, dude.
Yeah. Then talk to us.
Yeah.
Tubi.
Netflix or Tubi. All right. This one's posted by Gordo SF. It's called Papa Follows Daddy Rogan to the Bathroom. Dicey.
Entertaining as an average UFC event.
Three-hour block.
Can you yeah, is it?
No, it's already quiet.
You guys gotta piss together?
Don't you have to piss?
They're gonna go pee.
Do,
Joe said, don't you have to piss to Brendan? Maybe it's taken out of context. Maybe he said he had to piss earlier.
Yeah. It does, out of context, it definitely sounds like, you know, women doing that.
Yeah.
Men on airwaves aren't supposed to do this. Yeah. But, you know, it's 2024 now, so... Yeah. We're no longer writing 2023 in our checks. We're no longer sugarcoating things for you, dude. Sometimes I'm going to take you to the bathroom and put sugar on your dick until it's delicious. You know? That's just what I do now.
Okay. Tell me what's up. Oh, Joey, how you doing?
Save the show.
Watching these two guys going to piss together, it makes me sad.
Watching these two guys go piss together makes me sad.
That was funny too.
Yeah,
it's gonna be funny.
Joey Diaz is on one, dude. All right, so I've kind of lined these three up together because I thought they were all very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a finale. The third one's the finale.
Oh, good.
It's
word.
What we all want.
Best brains.
Yeah. So this one's posted by the is 08730. It's called We All Have Our Addictions, and it's Bapa looking or Brian looking at rotten meat says chin rotten meat. Very funny, dude. Then we got another meme.
Wait. I don't, you know, let's show, you know, the reopen close tab thing. Remember I showed you that?
How do you do that?
So go up.
Up, file.
File.
Yeah.
Reopen close tab.
Where is that? Oh, here. Boom.
I'm so happy. If it were, yes. See, I know stuff. That's the first thing I've ever known that you didn't know.
Dude.
All damn, right.
Fuck.
What I don't like about, I mean, this is great. Mm-hmm. But what I don't like about it has nothing to do with the posting of it. Great job. For the poster, was it? They're doing great. It looks like Pete's. Is that a Pete's coffee cup?
Oh, yeah.
Catching a stray. Mm. I like Pete's. I'm pretty good. Catching a stray here. They got caught up in the controversy. What I don't mind is the Magic Mind on the
boat. Okay, yeah.
Because Magic Mind, this is what it listens to. I'm not even sure he's really leering.
Yeah.
You know, I hope he's not. That's just kind of a funny picture, you know?
Yeah.
How do they know he's actually leering? Because it's him?
Male gaze.
Yeah. for all, this picture says to me is if you take Magic Mind, this shit happens to you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he's definitely high on Kratom right now.
Yeah, yeah. That face is not good.
But the meme is funny. Chin looking at rotten meat.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even see that. Jeez.
That's what it's all about, dude.
Oh, I thought they were making fun of Callan. My attention was to Callan, but chin rotten meat. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Jeez. I'm like, I could douche my brain.
All right. But then we got another meme here, dude. It's posted by Darren, the intern. It says, I know I shouldn't be looking, but I can't seem to help myself. And it's me looking at Chin's cooking videos.
Yeah, these are very good. Now that I understand the bit, yet another joke flying over my bald head. Which again, that's good.
Brings us to the next clip, dude, which I was very excited to watch with you. If you haven't seen it yet, it's Chin commits a food crime posted by Icarus Lives.
Whoa.
Just posted 2 hours ago. Let's watch.
If you're a fan of Insta Ramen like me, you might dig this recipe. This is my favorite recipe that I made. I think an easy universal way for people to know how much water to put in is get one of those red solo cups, because everyone knows what these cups are.
Yeah, they always cook with red solo cups. You see that a lot in cooking shows, red solo. Oh, Gordon Ramsay's like, oh no, when you're cooking, make sure you have a red solo cup ready for the water to pour in.
It fits always. The aesthetic though, dude. It's like red solo cup. It's like jail cooking.
It really is.
Yeah.
Has Chin been to prison? Because that's what it does seem like. He's like, and I learned this on the inside. You just, and if you don't have a knife, you can, you know, make a shank out of a toothbrush.
I like putting my own blood in the broth sometimes.
Let's see. Make sure you make someone your bitch. what does that have to do with cooking?
In order to make eggs this morning, I had to hold somebody's pocket. All right, let's go.
And then pour it in. For the ramen, I like to chop it up in fours. So ramen. Break it this way, break it that way, have four pieces. Boil's going to calm down. So grab that hot dog and drop it in as well. Turn off.
What? How much is he being paid? He lives in the hood with gunshots, and he's cooking ramen and hot dogs.
Yeah.
He's spending all his money on the cameras, I guess. He's buying very expensive cameras. I don't know,
a phone, Brendan. This is definitely a camera phone.
Oh, man. This is a fucking funny. This is funny.
Oh, the paper plate.
We don't need to even say anything, but we will. A paper plate, too. God damn. And also, you know, when you're done, just have some plastic utensils maybe you got from Chipotle. Keep the container of hot sauce so you can use that. Again,
you have to for this recipe. I had to steal a Chipotle Tabasco sauce.
My bathroom's not working, so I have to go to Starbucks real quick. I'll be right back.
What I don't understand is why is he making these videos?
I mean, he's doing a cooking shit. He thinks he's a good chef.
Typically, you get like videos of cooking where people are doing. They have all the stuff, and they're showing you how to make something legit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you have to digest that and be like, oh, well, I have these paper plates. I have this. I have a hot dog. I guess it could be a sausage, you know? Yeah. But instead he's like, nah, this is delicious, dude.
You're right. He's making a video as if he is someone who just saw a video. He's like, so I saw someone making food. So I figured I'm going to try and make food. It's a commentary on, it's like an Andy Kaufman bit of cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Nope.
The bro, get a big fat bowl, grab that ramen, and dump it in.
Dude, it looks awful. It's like there's a big cock.
Now grab another big fat egg and drop it in.
I don't know about
but
that.
But don't do it like that. Since I messed that up, let's drop in another big fat egg. You want it to be whole.
Big fat egg. There you go. Let's drop in a big fat deuce. Let's piss in it. Take a big poop in it. It's gross.
He has a thermometer he's pissing on. He's trying to test out how hot his piss is.
I like his food videos have gotten like more to less appetizing as time has gone on. Right. To use the word again, he has a prolition to make bad, worse videos as time goes on.
take a pan and cover it up. After about 3 to 5 minutes, that last egg should be a little bit cooked, like that.
Ew.
FBI, open up!
Oh, fuck, man. That's one of the best endings I've seen in some time. Yeah,
it got me earlier. That's why I was excited.
Damn, Nick Rush lives. Or John Africa, sorry. Chris. Oh, no, that's the tag. It is Nick Rush lives. John Africa is the tag. Very good.
LaFleur's Cheeto Fingers. Oh, yeah. What do you want to see Chin cook next, dude?
Well, dude, anything, man. As long as they have keep doing funny bits, like, what's next with the ending? What's going to be the next ending? That's what I want to see. What should he cook? I mean, the obvious answer is any of the Shaw-isms, you know, carne asada.
Oh, best brains. I didn't even think of that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd love to see that. Mexican.
Yeah. Mexican. Tater tots.
Tater tots.
Wow. All right. Well, let's go back to this fight companion. That was a nice little interjection by a Chin there. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Chin, for making those videos. We love them. Keep them coming. Don't improve the setup whatsoever.
No. Make no changes.
Yeah. And don't, or keep calling the police before you record. This one's posted by Crystal Mount Climber. It's called "Wow, Way to Bring Down the Room, Brenda." There's an N at the end of Brendan. I don't know. Maybe it's a girl. Let's see.
Dude, when I found out my dad was at my grandma's house, my aunt calls me and goes, "Edgar, your dad's here." Edgar. I'm like, oh, fuck. I thought, like, maybe he's dead or something. And the whole way down from Hollywood to Orange County, I'm like, I'm not going to give him any shit. We're going to start over. We're going to fucking make this good. I'm not going to give him any shit. Fuck that 240ZX.
Is he still alive?
No, he's dead.
No. Brennan always knows the perfect thing to say.
Yeah.
He's just the cream rises to the top with his brain.
I mean, you have to pass, I think, I forget how many, a lot of tests to get a black belt in podcasting. So
yeah.
Eddie's just not there.
No, you know, not like Brennan. I mean, Brennan put in the work.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. He knows how to talk.
Brennan's a hawk.
Some might say he's Nigflix. Oh, really, dude?
And some might say he's gay.
Absolutely.
All right, this one's posted by Eddie Pool 8mm. It's called "Brendan Bomb Bomb as Usual." Mm-hmm. Can you please tell me what the bomb is? I've never seen it.
You never seen a bomb, you mean?
No, if you're bombing 10,000 times, well, maybe you're not doing the right thing.
Well, you bring up a good point. Like, if Brendan was bombing as much as these people say he is, these ducks, he wouldn't be selling tickets, dude.
Yeah.
And he checks that shit. So, like, if he's not selling tickets, he's not going to go back there.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, where's your 500 pages of evidence?
Thank you.
I don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all tiger belly bullshit.
Yeah.
These fucking ducks.
Yeah. When you make it personal, that's when it's wrong.
Well, jealous haters, when you get to the top and you got people wanting to be you, then they're all like, oh, look, he's got this fucking, look at how nice his blowers are on his Raptor. And they want that. But then they're like, he doesn't even know about trucks. He does know about trucks.
Yeah.
And you know what else? He knows about podcasting.
Fish. I thought you were going to say fish, but
yeah. I had nothing to say, so I should have just let you say fish.
Yeah.
But your ball's deep and he's balls deep.
No, I got a blue belt.
You got, you're thinking about getting a fish.
Mm-hmm.
Arowanas.
Yes, sir. But seriously, I really don't understand the bomb. So let me know what you think the bomb is.
Okay.
Real.
But he's already. All Gart Warden wants to do is be the undisputed, undeniable greatest of all time.
He
no
can
one
do
can
both.
Compete.
He can do
no,
both.
No, you can't.
Dude, that's what he can make mad
he's
money.
Training. He's making millions doing videotapes.
Off his videos, makes a million a month.
He makes millions off his videotapes, bro.
No, but you know he's out for.
Do you know that?
You know he's out though with the stomach issue. Again.
Yeah, no, I know very well. I know very. I talked to him in a movie here.
Yeah, yeah, I love Gordon. You know he's a big car, massive.
Oh yeah, we talk all the time. Yeah. He has a TRX as well. Yep. He's got a bunch of shit.
Viper.
Yeah, he's the man. He's been talking me into getting one of those Calvo Vipers.
Me too. Like, he keeps sending them to me.
Trying to get people to get one. You son of a bitch.
I know.
I don't need another car.
I do.
Mosvar Ivalev. This guy's a beast.
Tough fight for Arnold. Oh, Eddie, you asked about Arnold Allen.
He's a beast too.
Arnold Allen, who's fighting Mosvar. Okay.
Now, off of your waves, people probably don't know this about us, but we talk about trucks too. And that, how is that a bomb? That's exactly how things go.
Yeah. Did he try? I guess just because like nobody cares. It's hard to make a good point with the cigar.
Mm.
I think you got to like to pull off the cigar on camera. You got to be like, I don't know, a real cigar guy like associated with that. Otherwise, you kind of look like a douche, right?
Are you finished?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Nah, myrtlers need to suck on cigars.
Right.
And if you're saying gay jokes, dude, you're not going to have a cigar.
Right. Well, that's why it's kind of like a crutch for them because like they got the cigar there. So yeah. They bombing a bug. Look at this dude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I think that's kind of a crutch. You know?
Define bullying, dude. Because that's what you're doing right now. It's there's no crutches when you're black belting a podcast for 4 hours. 4 hours?
That's true. That's a long time to talk about fights and cars.
Yeah. So I don't see the bomb.
I don't know how you may be right. I don't know how anyone could bomb with Joe Rogan wearing that sweet, sweet Diet Starts Monday jacket he's yeah. on. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that shit. That. He made the right choice there.
Yeah. I just don't get it, honestly. Eddie Poole, explain yourself.
I think your podcast gets good or like great. Your podcast gets good when you have on Shab or Brennan or Eddie or Joey, but it gets great when you have Diet Starts Monday clothing. So I don't know.
Yeah.
This is the thought I had.
Rule one, double the funny up, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
That's quadruple the funny with those four killers.
Yeah.
Right?
Then you dress it up.
Then you dress it up. Diet Starts Monday. Hat. Mm-hmm. Kibitek. Cigars, wig ski, right?
Those are the keys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are your KPIs.
Stars of death, Lee, right?
They may have the, after the pod, they have like, all right, guys, what KPIs did we hit today? What key performance indicators we got? And they're like, okay, well, we remembered to wear our DSM clothes. We had cigars. We had Eddie Bravo.
Mm, ad reads.
And we had ad reads. Oh my God. I think we did all of them. Oh, that's right. We're a perfect podcast because we're black belts. The only thing we're missing is black scent.
Yeah.
Guys, we got to next month's numbers roll in because we're all numbers guys. We mm-hmm. have to make sure we hit that black scent. Right? Because that's what separates good from great. They're all sales guys. They just talking sales shit.
Yeah.
How many fucking Asian jokes are we doing this month?
Yeah.
Let's check last year. Last year in January of 2023, we did Asian jokes every episode. Now it's like once a month.
Yeah.
Those numbers need to go up.
Yeah. We need more stories about Jamal, Brendan. I don't care what it is. Just bring it up.
4:34 in the morning. I want you to have at least 7 driving stories about, you know what?
All right, guys, I don't want to say it, but we all know who can't swim. Why wasn't it talked about?
I thought you were really talking. I thought you were introducing the next clip. That's so funny. You delivered that with such seriousness, dude. Yeah. I mean, it's funny, but.
Well, the woke meets the wall with what we do.
Yeah, dude, every time woke BS tries to come in here, oh, Brennan's talking too much. He says words wrong. He doesn't know trucks.
Wall. Yeah.
Boom.
Stop.
Yeah. No, yeah. No, yeah. This is the truth zone.
Nobody talks about how the wall is brick.
Me and Gerardo are big on Manectadon, Patrick Bet David shit.
Mm-hmm.
Huge following on True Social and Manectadon and
Philanthropy
and X and Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
We're out there and we'll say what we want. If we get shadow banned, good.
Yeah. Good.
Boom.
The diet starts Monday. Good.
Yeah. Diet doesn't start Friday, bro. Diet starts Monday.
Good. Yeah. All right. Well, let's put 3 C's in this next clip, dude. This one's posted by PP Stains in the Front. It's called Bappa's It's My Daily Face is Big Hit with the Fellas. I don't know what that means. It's my daily. Oh, the car. My daily car.
Yeah. Okay.
Hot rod cars, yeah. That's huge.
Very bro, good that move. DBM-170, it's the fastest production car I ever made.
Wait a minute. What did he say? Can you guess first?
Something about a demon is the fastest car.
Oh, you're probably right. I completely lost it, but I think you're right.
Hot rod cars, yeah. That's huge.
Very bro, good that DBM-170, it's the fastest production car I ever made from the factory. Demon. It comes with slicks, 1,025 horsepower.
It comes with slicks.
I don't know what slicks are. Probably some of your Kibitek.
Probably another blower.
Yeah, Or supercharger.
Yeah. Or a big valve.
Yeah, big valve.
Or suspension, maybe.
He's like, they have this car actually has one of the biggest valves. The car guys are like, yeah, right.
Good job, Brent.
If we were on it, you'd be like, my catalytic converter got stolen. thanks, Gerardo. And then it would be like a Reddit clip, like Gerardo bomb again. Yeah. Just you. Yeah, I don't know where it is, and it got stolen.
It's my daily.
It's a daily Japanese car market.
Yeah, Mike Malott took down Neil Magny.
It's my daily. What's your daily?
My daily, dude. My daily. Good question. What's your daily?
I got a hot. You ever seen the 2010 they made the Toyota Prius.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fourth generation Toyota Prius. Mm-hmm. Hot battery, two batteries, big ones. One big one, one small one, 12-volt hybrid, the other one.
Yeah.
A lot of horsepower. Boom. Kicking, booming.
Yeah.
Pull it up. Like, can you pull that up, Chin? yeah, there it is right there. See that? It's fucking gorgeous,
nice. That's
dude.
Sweet.
Nice body work, aerodynamic feel. Even when you're driving it, you're like, is this a fucking Viper?
If a guy pulls up in that and a chick sees it, it's like second date.
Yeah.
You know? It's my daily.
Yeah, dude. Okay. Yeah. My daily is I need new windshield wipers on my Camry. Because the windshield wipers make this sound when they go up and down.
Yeah. Then so I gotta wipe the water. Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta get either gotta go to my car guy and get it skip decked or bring it into the dealership and kind of get good douche.
Oh, Bubba, you gotta get a new valve.
Right. Dude, the valve will...
The valve is what you need to the blower, the supercharger.
Hey, man, if I get... I mean, that's a lot. I'm thinking I'm kind of a car guy myself. Mm. What I'm going to do is just rip them off, you know?
Yeah. What kind of slicks you got?
720s.
What?
Yeah.
They make them that big?
Bro, I'm not a numbers guy, but
yeah.
I went in there and I was like, guys, I'm a car guy.
Mm.
720s on each windshield wiper.
Single carb or double carb?
Triple carb.
What? No, are you? That's
8 wheels.
On a Camry? Yeah. Pull it up though. Pull that shit
wings.
Up.
Wings.
Oh shit. That looks nice, dude.
Yeah, dude.
What the
wings
fuck?
Make it hard to change lanes, but
yeah.
You know, watch out, ducks.
Wow, dude. Yeah. That would be my daily too, dude. I need to get up on your game, dude.
Boom.
Boom. All right, so this one, the last clip for the day, sadly, it's always the saddest part mm-hmm. of the show. It's called Theo Naming the Waters, posted by Tyson Uppercuts. Let's see here. It says UFC 600, Laffy Faces.
Mm-hmm. Bernie Schaub, I'm calling you out, boy. UFC 600, you little freaking Rubik's Cube. Freaking brain pigeon, I'll meet you. No nonsense, Keith Peterson. I want you to referee. Bernie Schaub, baby. We're going to put the exclamation point in. On that CTE, son.
Grr. Dude, he's so funny, man.
Yeah.
Brain pigeon, you little Rubik's Cube. Who thinks of these things? He's so good.
Yeah, one of the thousand, dude.
Yeah, dude. That's a real murderer. You know, I mean, he can do it. He actually can be that funny. So, respect.
The comment says, why isn't this in the GTA 6 trailer?
That's a good comment, too. See, funny stuff breeds more funny stuff.
Yeah, dude.
Right?
Yeah, thank him.
All right, well, that's it. Join our Reddit. Check out our Patreon. Raccoon Tweety is on Thursday. See you next week.
Peace out.